off the road for a while, at least until December, at which time I've got to head up to lost wages. But then you've got to have wages before you can lose them. Good evening, and welcome to a Friday night installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your hosting commentator, Jeffrey Bennett, and glad to have you here on this 14th day of October, 2011, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It has been an interesting week. We got to go live twice. Roger was here Wednesday. I tell you, Thursday was the impossible dream, trying to get back. I had this decision to either stay up in Flagstaff and try to get situated somewhere to attempt to do a live remote broadcast. It is the time was to come home, and it was a pleasant drive home. But getting home as tired as I was, I had to also go out and meet my new granddaughter. And I did it as much as I wanted to sleep, but, you know, in life, the kids come first, in my estimation. So we, and, you know, I didn't, I only updated the website a couple of days. It was not a full update at Republic Trading Group, nor over at Federal Observer. And I just finally reached a point that I said, wait a minute. I'm out here with my friend, Bill O'Brien, who some of you have heard before as a frequent guest on my programs over the years. But I'm on vacation. I'm up here to relax. I'm up here to, frankly, enjoy the high altitude, the cool, crisp air, the amazing sights at the Grand Canyon. Took some amazing photographs. And I told you the story about my camera the other night. And I just had to shut down. It was somewhat the week from hell. A lot of phone calls, you know, people checking on orders and other strange issues I had to deal with. And I finally just shut the phone off. It's not that I'm afraid to deal with the client's issues and concerns, but there's only so much you can do. You don't have all your information with you, and the computer's not on 24 hours a day and all this good nonsense. But I get back here, and what do I find? Well, all sorts of great things are going on. The stock market has had a massive rebound. It's up to 11,644 points. When I left, it was, what, 10.8, 10.9, something like that. Oh, what else we got? I guess we got music going on in the background. I can hardly hear it for some reason. If that's the case, that's the case. I don't know. Maybe it's not music time yet. Yep, it's there. I'll need more volume on that, but it's here. You folks stay with us. We'll be back in a few moments. You'll find your
fortune. Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Friday. Up until an hour and a half ago, I was so stinking angry. And I find that when I'm getting worn out and I'm starting to get a little on the ill side, that I start to lose my temper very quickly and I get very short. And something happened about an hour ago that made me all of a sudden jerk around. I, honest to God, was planning on running a rerun tonight, not because I wanted to, because I was so angry that it would have been the worst way in the world for me to come on the air tonight. It's not that I still don't get angry. And as I mentioned earlier, the markets wound up closing with a tremendous up week. Dow Jones up 166 points today to end their day, their week at 11,644. It's up about 800 points from when I left here last Friday, I think. NASDAQ up 48 at 2668. S&P 500 seems to have broken through their resistance level of 1220. It closed at 1225 today, up 21. Global Dow's up 20. Gold up 13 bucks at 1682. Oil up $3.05 a barrel. I love the headline. You know, it talks about it disappeared. These guys update and things disappear. They talk about marvelous the marvelous retail outlet. And so oil's up. It never really came down all that much, at least at the pump. Very, very frustrating. Over on the rest of the metals markets, those that are important, silver at $32.16 an ounce. I'm not going to get into the whole rigmarole with you, but for any one single person that might be wanting to add some silver to their holdings, I've got a literally one-time offer for anybody. Let's take a look and see what we've got here. Bear with me here. I don't normally do stuff like this on a Friday, but it's so good that I really can't afford not to. Tell you what I can do. Silver's at $32.16 an ounce right now. I've got 140 ounces of silver American Eagles on the shelf, ready for immediate delivery, but that's based upon pretty immediate payment. And I'm going to save you a little bit of money here. Watch this. Let's see what I can do. This could be quite interesting. I may have to play the math during the next break. Let's do this. Let me play the math on the next break. But I'm going to save you some money. Probably save you 75 cents an ounce or thereabouts from what the market currently is at. And I'll tell you more, do it when I figure the math out during the break. I'm going to go down some different paths for right now. I could certainly the music was playing earlier, bringing us up on the air. I was looking at a slideshow that was almost appalling. It was so telltale. And I'll share more with you about it in a little while because it it ties in with one of the things I'm going to talk about tonight. It's a subject that some of you are getting sick and tired of hearing about, as you should, because there's such, there are so many mixed stories coming out of these, this now nearly 1 month old or 3 week old, whatever it is, this nonsense going on with these protesters. And I just looked at a whole heck of a lot of pictures, and we'll share with you a little bit more about it. But here's something that kind of took me by surprise. Would you believe 63% of the people in America favor Obama's snow jobs bill? Yeah, the new and improved $447 billion snow jobs bill. You know, I don't believe it either. But the liberal media would like to create that impression for the oh-so-impressionable, you know, like the ones marching in Wall Street. As the result of a recent poll, one headline read, Americans, unlike the Senate, approve of Obama's jobs bill. Well, let's keep in mind that the Senate is controlled by new Democrat Harry Reid. Of course, the title in the article referred to a recent NBC Wall Street Journal survey. So how did the pollsters work their magic for our dear leader? When NBC pollsters asked for a simple up or down appraisal of the bill minus any policy details, the same group of respondents expressed less than half that level of support that they later showed. When simply asked if Congress should pass the legislation or not, 30% of the respondents answered yes, 22% said no, 44% had no opinion. Of course, they to me are the average American that has no opinion because they're just so brain dead. So according to that, it turns out that only 30% of the public want Obama's jobs bill. But once NBC provided some juicy policy details, suddenly a whopping 63% are in love with shovel-ready jobs bill number two. Well, don't forget to wear the boots when you're shoveling cow pies. Don't forget, it's called the American Jobs Act. And now only 32% oppose it. Of course, the selective details provided to respondents were that the bill would, quote, cut payroll taxes, fund new road construction, extend unemployment benefits. Oh, and respondents were also told that the wealthy would pay for it. What's another $500 billion when the wealthy can pick up the tab for Obama? The respondents were told the wealthy would pay for it. Now, that's right. Because most of the people being interviewed responding are looking for the fact that, well, good, somebody else is going to pay for it. I ain't got to worry about it. I mean, come on, but let's be honest. Who is not in favor of having their payroll taxes cut? Let's just call random people and ask, would you like a bigger paycheck if someone else would contribute the funds? Like Barack Hussein Obama? One problem, of course, is found in what the survey did not reveal. Namely, that the payroll tax cuts in the phony jobs bill are temporary, but the estimated $447 billion cost of the bill would become a permanent tax burden for this and the next generation, and probably the one after that. But in addition to the trillions he's already strapped on the taxpayers' backs, that's some serious buckos, Obama. He'd like to spread it around. Too bad the printed money would be as fake as Obama himself. I wonder if the NBC Wall Street Journal respondents were aware that Harvard economist Martin Feldstein estimates that the latest jobs bill will cost $225,000 per job created. Of course, that really doesn't matter so long as the wealthy are paying for it. It's not a jobs bill, my friend. It's a snow job. And once again, the establishment media, they're all over it like flies on shovel-ready cow pies. But you see, all of this doesn't really make a hill of beans. I'm already smelling rats. I don't care what's happened to Herman Cain this week, that he, you know, stepped up to the front of the polls. I hear little or nothing about Perry any longer. I hear next to nothing about Bachman. You've still got others like Santorum, and there's one other guy up in that Republican debates whose name I can't remember because he's so unimpressionable. Ron Paul finally got the guts to accost Herman Cain at the debates the other night about his background as a Federal Reserve executive. About time. Speaking of the Ron Paul issue, I have not only received several emails about my Ron Paul diatribe of last week, people who are quite angry at me for having taken the stand I've done, but apparently John Stadtmiller took a call on his program the other day with somebody calling complaining that two of the broadcasters on RBN are saying not so nice things about Ron Paul. You see, my friends, what you don't understand is I, unlike you, do not put my faith in a single man. And that's the problem. Our area of disagreement is exactly that. It's disagreement. I don't have an awful lot good to say about Perry, about Romney. You pretty much know my feelings about Bachman and some of the others. And the reality factor is we've got over a year to go before the election. If you think I won't be attacking the rest of them, you got another thing coming. The problem is, as one email writer read to me, is that the mainstream media does not need any help from me to help put Obama back in office. No, they don't. But I have a job here. My job is not to put someone in office or prevent someone from going into the presidential office, but it's to make you think on your own for a change. Stop getting whitewashed because you like the way somebody talks about a particular issue. They are, after all, just a man. Haven't you learned America's lesson? People fell for Barack Obama's song and dance. The fact of the matter is, no matter who gets elected or reelected, the proof is in the pudding, ladies and gentlemen. The president of the United States can't do anything. He's a shill. He is a cheerleader. And unfortunately, it always winds up being a cheerleader for the respective party that put them in office. Yeah, I like some of the things Ron Paul talks about. Do I believe it could actually happen? Hell no. Because the minute Ron Paul took office and instantly began to attempt to disband the Federal Reserve, he'd be DEAD. They'll take him out. Do you get it? It's kind of like the email I got from Mike just shortly before going on the air. Do you know who Ben Bernanke is married to? I mean, Ben ain't too bright. Ben ain't all that bright. His wife's name was Anna Rothschild. Connect the dots, my friends. We'll be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
This is Todd, as we can be. Yeah, we've been working all week in one form or another. In the UK, that's across the pond, candidates for public office petition the local headquarters of the handful of political parties to submit their desire to run for office. Well, the party apparatus investigates their background and suitability and then approves them as an official candidate before they can run and represent the party in public. Of course, there's drawbacks to the system, but the process of party approval of candidates makes British elections quick and decisive, since candidates are not required to run in primaries against members of their own party. Well, we used to have a similar process when political parties actually had clout. We keep talking about the two-party system, the Republicans, the Democrats, etc., but in reality, they really have no clout. In theory, in the old days, the party would hammer out a platform and then seek candidates to represent the agreed-upon issues. The party officials who chose and vetted the candidates were often referred to as the backroom boys. A derisory label, but in retrospect, a more desirable source for picking candidates than we have today. The impact of television and the internet gradually blunted the process, allowing candidates to bypass the back room and pitch their message directly to the people. This may or may not have truly turned out to be our downfall. You see, the views of our self-styled candidates today are usually convergent with the general principles of each party, but neither party endorses them nor their views. In essence, candidates choose their issues without party input and then build a platform of their own. Of course, it's all nonsense because all they're doing is playing to the rubes out there in America. Well, then every 4 years, the nominating conventions come along, and after the approved candidates have sought support from state delegations, most times the process used to be a fait accompli, except when in infighting caused an open convention and the outcome was left hanging. But no matter the process, although candidates are usually competent, sometimes they're clueless, they're corrupt, or they're incompetent. Unfortunately, the present resident of the 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue were all three. He is clueless, he is corrupt, and he's incompetent. My God, what a selection we have made. Of course, in the general scheme of things, these kind of things harm the party's chances to win the White House, the exception, of course, being Obama, a situation that may in fact not happen if political parties really did their job. I love it when, you know, we get around to the conventions every year, and they pick the party. Then they sit down and try to hammer out the platform. It's just ridiculous. And so now we've gradually evolved from platform builders and kingmakers into a rubber stamp association of political enthusiasts who provide some money and very little guidance. And in this upside-down environment, candidates make the decision to run and slap on the party title just so they can be included on the ballot as a Democrat or a Republican to avoid running as a third-party candidate or, my God, heaven forbid, an independent, which would then require a write-in vote. That's something else that's grossly wrong in this country. Because now we've got this current Republican race for the presidential nomination. The public is thrust into an ordeal of confusion and name-calling rather than a clear-cut debate on the issues which divide Republicans and Democrats. I thought that these were issues that have frankly divided Americans. But in the case of Barack Obama, early vetting by the Democratic Party should have ferreted out the birth question. Huge holes in his biography and his association with known communists and left-wing agitators. But oh no, let's never question him. He the man, baby. Sure enough. Don't be questioning a brother because you might be labeled a racist. Well, without the party approval process, we're left with the media to uncover the bona fides of candidates, and they're not bothering to do it. Because herein lies the great scandal of our current political process. Since Obama was the darling of the establishment press, the dream come true president of the left, he was given a pass and dodged scrutiny. And yet after 3 years of the Obama reign, the electorate has discovered that they'd done been bamboozled by the media and the failure of political parties to do their job. And with Obama unopposed, the Republic rat candidates, Romney, Perry, Herman, Cain, Bachman, Paul, Gingrich, Huntsman, that's the one whose name I can never remember, and Rick Santorum, they're all forced into a suicide pact with each other since the Republican Party is not involved in setting the agenda. Issues that should have been settled behind closed doors to establish a united front are now jerking the race across an emotional spectrum that sends muddled and often divisive messages to voters. This is something that has bothered me for quite a while. Everybody sends the same message. We've got to get Obama out, but they ain't getting together to get the job done. Stay with us. Isaac Wyatt, be back.
I can have one more chance to prove dear.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need, we know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? USA, and y'all can keep the change.
One of those rare occasions that we decide to run a different piece of music. As many of you know, Hank Williams Jr. was basically booted off the Monday Night Football here a week or so ago, almost 2 weeks ago, for having made some disparaging comments about the Massa. And he was invited to come on Fox and Friends television, apparently, to discuss a brand new CD that's coming out of his father's up until now unknown work. And they decided to set a sand trap for his conservative views. Very unusual for Fox, but they did it. So he got booted, and that's the gist of it. So, yeah, you keep the change. So now we go back to this discussion about, you know, the way things used to be and the problems we're facing. Look, the Tea Party ain't going to wear Romney because he's got liberal views on abortion and the establishment of an Obama-style public health care plan when he was governor of Massachusetts. Then comes Dr. Prick Rary, governor of the Lone Star State, who rides into the skirmish waving the Tea Party pennants. But the partiers have knocked him from his steed for pushing through publicly funded tuition at Texas colleges for the children of illegal immigrants. And then religion enters the fray with a famous pastor calling Romney's Mormon religion a cult. You see, some see this political demolition derby as a healthy exercise which exposes the strengths and weaknesses of the candidates. Problem is, the conflict should be between the nominees of the two main parties, not a fratricidal confrontation that weakens each candidate and sends the winner limping into the contest with Obama. Candidates of the same party maul each other in public spectacle. That could have been avoided. The acrimony portends a second term for Obama, an event that could seal the end of traditional American core values. My friends, the reality is reflected in the unemployment statistics. The loss of faith in the future as home ownership and the health of the small business sector are declining in sync with disgust for the political system. Unless there's a radical change in policy,
implemented by a new president, the United States may be transformed into a Europeanized business model that saps entrepreneurship, shifts the ownership of wealth from the ordinary citizen to the oligarchs in industry and banking, like the cabals who pull the strings in the European Union. In the old days, the party leaders, the boys in the back room, the smoke-filled back rooms, they would have taken the candidates behind closed doors and set the slate. Party members would then choose the person who best represents the platform, causing the Republican primary to be a comparatively sedate affair. Instead, the gaggle of wannabes is diverging all over the political gridiron, confusing the voters and whittling away each other's chances of beating Obama. Well, the back room had its flaws, but the media is now the vetting agency. And they, you know, they seem to prefer Obama. All of this leads to, in many respects, exactly what I've been talking about for the last 2.5-3 weeks, this Occupy Wall Street mess. Do you think that the young gentleman, I say that loosely, from Occupy Wall Street, who defecated on a cop car, I saw the picture of this while I was gone. Do you think he got an A in dialectics of hegemony? Let me share with you. The hordes of pathetic, dead-eyed pagans postulating through our cities with Occupy Wall Street are the crowning achievement of America's academy. Oh, yeah. Thousands of vampires with PhDs labored for decades to perfect the art of sucking the souls from America's trusting young and then hustling them into the slavery of terminal stupidity. How obedient these foul-smelling young wretches are. How touchingly eager they are to please. They sit on the ground in kindergarten formation, obligingly parroting whatever hellish nihilism oozes from the microphone leader's lips. Everything is possible. You can have sex with animals. Up go the happy hands in dutiful response. They so want to be good. A British newspaper informs us that barred college students are gracing the Occupy Wall Street throngs in New York playing hooky on their $57,000 a year classes. Or are they? I suspect they're apple polishing for extra credit. And if this weren't a family network and a family broadcast, I might call it polishing something else. But, you know, last year that towering intellectual, Bard's own Leon Botstein, became the first college president to welcome the International Solidarity Movement, the ISM, as an official campus organization. Attention, Bard parents, who thought you were shelling out a fortune to put a little artsy sheen on your precious darlings. Actually, you were thrusting into the hands of the ISM, a terrorist-enabling group awarded a gold medal by Hamas for all their lovely help. Of course, President Botstein, I'm sure he's not Southern Baptist, explicitly funnels campus funds and resources to ISM, which trains students on Bard's idyllic grounds to take direct action against Israel. Training was led by 3 Bard students. 14 trainees were present. That according to Bard's ISM website. Many were headed for December's Gaza Freedom March to break the Israeli siege of Gaza. This is the kind of stuff that's making up what's going on these protests in Wall Street. What are these people really protesting for or against? I mean, these eager, painfully naive Bard students who are smelling up the streets of New York, they're not being transgressive. They're trying to be virtuous like their hero, student activist Rachel Corrie, who was ferreted to her death in Gaza by the very same ISM. And after all, direct action is what all these lavishly credentialed grown-ups keep telling them to do. Now, look, I did covered a lot of stories about Rachel Corrie, and it was unbelievably horrendous what was done. I am no fan of Israel. I've never made any bones about it. You've got this mindset in churchianity in this country, and unfortunately in Pollyannity, which is politics, that, you know, Israel can do no wrong. It's been proven that Israel can do nothing but wrong. Of course, in case you're worried about Leon Botstein's paying a price for his outrageous antics, let me assure you that destroying young people's souls is, oh, it's lucrative work. George Soros, imagine that, just donated $60 million to the Bard College for International Work under the aegis of brand new Bard College Center for Civic Engagement. I'm sure they called it the Soros wing of the university. Civic engagement, indeed. Is that what this is? Because let us now place an urgently needed cordon sanitaire around the pigsty of New York's Zuccotti Park, where Occupy Wall Street holds forth. And let us just get on a little plane and we'll jump up to Occupy Boston. There, in America's college town, we'll find our dewy-eyed innocents rallying on behalf of accused terrorist Tariq Mehana. Oh, but of course, who better to pour out their sympathies to than a Ph.D. pharmacist who allegedly plotted to machine gun shoppers in New England malls? No one can accuse Tariq Mehana of lacking civic engagement. Well, perhaps the Occupy Boston mob feels a collegial warmth for Mehana, who's one of five New England Muslim college grads either arrested for or convicted of terrorist acts. Oh, for the record, alumni donors, their colleges were Northeastern, MIT, University of Mass, Boston, and Brandeis University. Holy Che Guevara, what are they teaching there? Oh, just the usual. America is an imperialistic warmonger enthralled to the ethnic cleansing Zionist shtick. Just look over to the big campus in town where Harvard's Stephen Walt is patiently explaining the evils of American Jews in his legendary Effluvia, the Israeli Lobby in U.S. Foreign Policy. Well, some of that I may not disagree with. But does not anyone else find it disconcerting that a German translation works out as Die Israel Lobby? Amazing stuff. $20 million the Saudis gave to Harvard goes a long way to buying young minds, does it not? I mean, you need a strong economic infrastructure to get students so inspired that they surge to the streets on behalf of terrorists planning to kill them. But Allah willing, with the help of scholars like Sarah Roy of Harvard's Center for Middle East Studies, all is possible. The tireless Dr. Roy specializes in instructing impressionable youngsters on the moral beauty of Hamas and other terror groups in her unofficial capacity as the ringmaster of Harvard's Bash Israel circus. Oh, I think Israel should be bashed. But I'm not sure of the wisdom of allowing socialists and communists and Muslims to do the bashing and to teach our children to do the bashing. Where in the hell is this country going to? Of course, then there's the nationwide scenes of robotic debauchery, moral confusion, nihilistic violence. They're all searing my heart, of course. This Yom Kippur, I read a tale of a Hasidic master whose disciples asked him, "What is the worst thing a person's evil impulse can achieve?" His answer was to make him forget that he is the child of a king. And if all of this is confusing to you, remember that America's children were born to the blessings of constitutional freedom and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness should be theirs for the taking. Instead, they obediently wallow in the muck of anarchy, as their academic pagan priests have taught them to do. May this tragic farce playing out on our campuses and main streets mark the bottom of our descent before we begin to rise once again. Now, I don't agree with every statement made in this essay I've just shared with you from Stella Paul. But I agree with a lot of it. looks like Stella was trying to cover a series of bases in this particular column. I mentioned to you that shortly before going on the air, I was going through a photo essay, a slideshow, as it were, of the inhabitants of Occupy Wall Street. First and foremost, there is apparently a brokerage firm or a bank that owns a portion of this park, and they were going to send people out there to clean it up. And when the occupiers, the protesters, got wind of it, they decided to do some cleaning up on their own. I began to look at the pictures of the people, and maybe the person taking the photographs did it intentionally. But I began to look at the pictures. Thank you, Ty. I appreciate that very much. Far more than you will ever know. Looking at these pictures, I begin to see predominantly college-age students. Not all. There are people in there who are unemployed. There are people in these protests who have obviously lost their home. They've lost their, maybe in some case, their families. You know, a lot of economic problems lead to divorce and separation of families. I think you all know that. That's a very well-known fact. And as I begin to look at this, and then I see a headline that says, here are Occupy Wall Street's plans for a national convention that could change the face of America. The mainstream media has done their best to attack the Tea Party. And the Tea Party, thus far, they've called them racist and everything else. The Tea Party, when they have a gathering, it's left clean. Not necessarily the case with these protests. So I look at this photo essay. They start the morning at McDonald's, a good meeting spot. At McDonald's. This is a two-story McDonald's, man. It's an amazing place. Of course, it is downtown New York City. You got a guy here with a tie on, and he's got a little purse over his shoulder. These look like students. Are they sticking around for the protest, or are they running off to class? Here's a guy with a whole bunch of those corn roll hairstyle, the ones that look like they haven't washed it in 10 years. You got a bunch of kids sitting, all taking pictures of each other. They're yucking it up. Let's see. They're not working. They're not attending classes that their mommies and daddies have forked out $50,000, $60,000 for them to attend. You got a couple old gaffers in here with some gray hair like me. Of course, those could be, those could be people that are there for curiosity. This guy looks like he could be an out-of-work truck driver. But most of these are students, impressionable students. One guy's got a mask on of a sheep, which I think, unbeknownst to the photographer, says more about the whole damn group of these kids. Here's an illegal alien standing in the middle of this holding a handmade cardboard sign, beautifully printed, by the way. And you can tell there's two completely different kinds of penmanship on here. This economy runs on the exploited labor of undocumented workers. We are definitely part of the 99. Immigrants' rights are human rights. Inyo human rights can be illegal. Ninjan ser humano es illegal. He's illegal? Pick him up. Stick around. We'll be back in a couple minutes for some closing comments.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous self-sterilizing and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
To get you on a sailboat to China, all to myself alone.
Listen to that song, drives me up a wall, let me tell you. Sharing with you some of the images I'm looking at, this unbelievable slideshow. I mean, here's a young kid that looks like Brad Pitt, glasses, the hair, everything. Holding up a big sign saying, "Officer, wouldn't you rather be arresting a banker?" This one I can't believe. A gal holding up a poster that says, "No personal items in the park?" Well, then, New York Police Department, I need you to hold on to my tampons for me. This is the mentality of these people. You don't see a picture of what she looks at. You know, now you're looking at some attempted clean up, people picking up their sleeping bags, and there's bags of garbage. I just, look, you've got to understand, I don't disagree with some of the things that these people are screaming about and holding up signs about. The problem I have is who's controlling them. I mean, here's a picture of a whole bunch of people. There's a bunch of rather dark-skinned looking people in here, and I'm not talking about, excuse the term, but Negroes. I'm talking about Middle Eastern type. You know, it's just appalling to me. What are they, you know, well, it's, I don't think it's a matter of what they're protesting. Here's a gal that's, you know, got real curly hair. I'd say it's probably a perm that way. Real bushy eyebrows. She looks like she could be a child of Jerusalem, which is fine. That unto itself I don't hold against her. But she's got this complete, she's got this big grin on her face, but with this glazed look in her eyes. These people are falling for whatever they're being told to fall for, whatever they're being told. Here's a white gal that's got a scarf wrapped around herself like she's Muslim or something. Gee, it must have been cold out there that day, but she's sort of running around flashing her breasts. And here's a bunch of guys holding up a big sign that says, class warfare ahead. Every bit of this, my friends, is playing directly into the hands of Barack Hussein Obama and his desire to run for re-election. A lot of these people are students. A lot of these people are unemployed. A lot of these people are disenfranchised, disgruntled. And this is the mentality of those that we want to run this country in the future. Remember, what was the guy from Minnesota that ran for the presidency? The one who was married to the ketchup heiress. What's his name? I can't remember the guy's name right now. I'm tired and I'm hungry. When that happens, I can't. Kerry. Absolutely. John Kerry. Remember, he went to Vietnam. They boosted his butt out of there so fast because he was getting all of his crew members killed. And when he comes home, he gets up there with Jane Fonda protesting against the Vietnam War. And Kerry damn near became our president. This is the mentality. I'll pass, ladies and gentlemen. You guys have a good weekend, and Lord willing, we'll be back here on Monday to raise a little bit more stink to get you thinking for yourself. Without apology, I am Jeffrey Bennett.
Ooh, I've got the lips that suit my taste, and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced.